Welcome in. It is episode 99, our last episode before we hit the century mark. That's exciting. It's Walker from Georgia Zone, Walker and Macy alongside on the phone, as always, TV fan expert, enthusiast, and the guy that's always causing trouble at the fair, talking about Rick Hammond, also known as the Moose. I texted you when I saw that the Walking Dead crew were having a fair, a carnival, a celebration. I'm like, oh, this can't go well.
We can get into that later, but you're always talking about the come to grips with life speech they give where you just know they're not going to see another episode.
Right.
Once they figure it all out. There was about 11 of those in this episode. I don't know if you can keep up or not. Like, everybody was just coming to grips with their reality in this one.
Let's jump right in. I mean, I do want to talk about a movie I saw over the weekend, The Favorite, with Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz. I know you've got a movie you want to talk about, and of course we'll get into the most recent episode of This Is Us, but The Walking Dead, I guess this past weekend, very impressive. I read from a couple of different sources, kind of had the opinion that it was the best episode in recent memory, or at least the most shocking episode in recent memory. So if you don't want to know what happened in this episode of The Walking Dead, just skip ahead a little bit. But if you saw it, we'll kind of recap it and we'll talk about it a little bit. The people there at the Kingdom decided they were going to finally have the big fair, and everyone came together and they all talked about what it meant to be back together again. And as you said, obviously that's the beginning of the end.
Right.
At the beginning of the episode, you see like this mysterious woman that I wasn't familiar with, honestly. And she's like killed on the road, I guess, traveling from Hilltop to the fair, killed by our current villain, Alpha. And Alpha like takes her hair. Did she take her skin or just her hair and wear it as a disguise?
I think it was her hair, but it was skin and all. It's not like she made a wig. She just scalped her and put it on with a hat.
It was right disturbing.
A little bit, yeah.
And also, Alpha looked a whole lot better in that sundress and in her little Kentucky
right.
Derby hat. We're used to seeing her bald with like mud all over her face. So
right, football eye black under her eyes or something.
big improvement. About what point in the episode did you realize that our group was in big trouble? Was it when Daryl and Carol decided to go off pretty much on their own?
I almost bought in. I knew something bad was going to happen, but I almost bought in that maybe she was drawing the battle lines and like she said, and maybe everything was going to be okay for now, and then we'll see you next week. But no, that's not what happened.
This episode was called The Calm Before the Storm, and you made a good point. If that's the calm,
right.
Daryl, Carol, and a couple of others go off to protect the Hilltop, I guess, was their whole mission here. They meet up with the highwaymen who have been chosen to protect the roads, and they're all ambushed by the Whisperers. Alpha takes Daryl up to this mountaintop and shows him this enormous herd. I don't know, there must have been thousands of zombies, right?
Yeah.
And she says that they are, in fact, steering that herd, that they walk among them, and they can send them to destroy the kingdom and everybody else if they want to. But we won't do that as long as you stay on your side of the land. Okay, Alpha, sure, we believe you. And then
I wanted to play along.
Yeah, like you said, it was a convincing speech, but then once everyone's gone, we realize that a bunch of our people have been taken, killed, and their heads are on spikes. How very Game of Thrones of them.
Right.
So how shocking was that to you? I was pretty stunned when I saw Tara's head up there, Henry, a bunch of other people.
Yeah, I was too. I do cheating. I read ahead on the comic, and you know, some stuff does and some stuff doesn't, but apparently this was a big moment in the comic and I didn't know about it. I've read some on Alpha, but not out of context. I probably didn't pay attention to, you know, because it lists who they've killed and who killed them and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I didn't expect that, but apparently That was a big moment. Ezekiel's up there in the comic.
Oh, well, I'm glad Ezekiel wasn't up there. I mean, I don't know what we'd do without the king. Although
I always kind of thought his run would be short. I kind of figured he wouldn't stay as a main character forever. It just didn't seem right. But they've made it work. I like it. I don't want to see him go now.
Here's a question, just kind of veering off topic for a second. How many original people do we still have left? I mean, is it Carol and Daryl, is that it? I was trying to think last night when I was watching this episode. Is there anybody else from the original cast that's left now that Rick and Carl are gone?
Well, that's it. A lot of people consider Maggie original enough. I mean, she came along second season or maybe even end of first season.
At the farmhouse.
So, and I think she's still, from what I understand, she's still going to show up at least in the beginning of next season.
Well,
and that may be it. But I think she's still alive in this universe anyway.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Supposedly, she has gone away because she was unhappy with the way things were going or something. We know that in reality, she went to go do a TV show for ABC.
ABC, right. Well, originally, they said she was going to take a smaller part, and then she completely disappeared from the show. And I did hear she was leaving. I still haven't clarified whether or not she's coming back, but the original announcement said she was.
Well, Henry became a pretty interesting character there for about three or four episodes, and just when we get invested in him, he's gone. But he was one of the people on the Spikes. At least he got to have a girlfriend there for about three or four days.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to go out, you want to go out, like, in love. That's the way you want to do it, right?
I guess.
When,
I'm just thinking you're on your way to your first date, and that's how it ends. Can't find a silver lining on that one.
Basically, Alpha, I guess, you know, if you follow her train of thought, she let them keep Lydia. She says, okay, you know what? You guys want Lydia this bad? My daughter, like, you can have her. I'm done with her. She's weak anyway. Forget it. But I'm going to take a price for this. It's, I guess it was kind of a trade-off in her mind. You get her, and I get all of your people. So now, you know, she's drawn the territory lines, like you said. She said, if, as long as you don't go north of this line, then we're all good. Our people aren't going to stand for this. They're not going to just accept this. They're going to go after the Whisperers, right?
Well, I mean, history would say. I mean, again, this is the whole show these days. Like, they try, they want to move on. They want this utopian future where all men can live together that Carl and Rick envisioned, but that just never works out. I mean, that's not this world. You've got to fight. There's a line in the, I saw the scenes from next week where Carol's saying, those are her lines, not ours. Like, it's just not how they operate.
They want to be nice and friendly and happy and left alone, but no one will let them. I mean, Alpha said as much. She said, hey, that's your world. That's cool, but that's not what we do. You know, we do it a different way, and the battle is
on. And
we
know where you live.
Yeah.
I was most shocked by Tara, though. I'd gotten pretty used to her. You know, she's not as significant enough to where you think, oh, she's dead, or like she's like it's going to be a big moment when she dies. But she's also not significant. You know, you don't even think of her.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's become kind of a main character without really trying. Mm-hmm.
Even though she had kind of become the leader there at Hilltop.
Right, now they don't have anybody.
Mm-mm.
I guess Maggie's got to come back. There you go.
And I found it interesting. Somebody said to Tara early in the episode, oh, well, you know, we brought you in when the governor left you for dead or whatever. And I was like, the governor? I was like, did she go back that far?
Yeah.
Wow. That was like season three, right?
She was the woman who was with the when the governor goes first leaves and tries to start over. He runs into a woman and her sister, and I think it was a kid. But she was a sister or cousin or like best friend or something. I think she was her sister. Yeah, I know. I said the same thing. I was like, wow, she was on the show this long.
Coming up next week, the season finale of The Walking Dead, and it looks like there is going to be a fight. Is it time to unleash Negan on these people? There's your answer, huh?
Pretty much. Yeah, I think so.
I want him to show up in the leather jacket, and I want him to do that whistle thing when he's like... And just bash Alpha's brains in.
All right. I think they're going to hang around a little bit longer than that, so I don't know if he'll show up in this one. Mm. But I think that you might get that, but I don't think you're getting it Sunday. Maybe next year, maybe mid-season finale next year.
I want him to smash her so hard that her eyes pop out like Glenn's did.
Again, I'm not saying you won't get that, but I don't think you're getting it Sunday. I'm not sure that's how she goes out, but I think it might be in the comics, actually. I think you might not be far off at all.
Well, also this next episode, Daryl, or I call him Daryl, his name is Norman Reedus. He talked about how explosive this episode is going to be and how different it is from everything else, because it looks like we're finally going to see some winter on this show. Probably no coincidence that Game of Thrones is 2 weeks away. Winter is coming. It looks like winter is coming to The Walking Dead. It started to snow in this episode.
You beat me to that one. I was going to say it works for the Game of Thrones. They've been in winter. That's what's so, that cracked me up about that show from day one. It was snowing, and they're like, winter is coming. I'm confused. In episode one, what's going on? It's winter now.
I think
been winter for 7 years on that show.
I think that winter is coming has a lot of different meanings on Game of Thrones, but
it does.
We'll have a lot of time to get into the ins and outs of that show coming up in just a couple of weeks. Let's talk about This Is Us. Pretty explosive episode this week, and then we'll move on to movies. Randall and Beth, looks like they're not going to make it after all. They had their big blow-up fight, and we had speculated, okay, are they going to make it? Are they going to be able to repair this? It looks like probably not. And she said, hey, we've been doing this for 20 years. We've been having the same argument. We've been having the same conversation for 20 years, and they went back through the flashbacks and showed us how they've been having that exact same conversation for 20 years. Is it over?
I don't think so. I hope not. I would find it hard to believe they split those two up for how they end this show eventually. So
everybody seems mad about the idea that Randall and Beth could get divorced. I mean, could that not be a plot line? Them co-parenting, in different places.
It could. I just don't want it. I mean, part of what I loved about the first couple of seasons of that show was their dynamic.
Oh yeah.
It's already lost because they've been in a rut, but to completely get rid of it, that would suck.
He said something to the effect of, "You finally found yourself. You finally found your passion 20 years too late."
And right.
I don't know. Maybe I just kind of thought for a second maybe there was something to that, because she always kind of let him do what he wanted, and I know that she wasn't doing what she wanted, but she kind of went along with that. It seemed like through all the flashbacks, letting him eat all the good nachos, as she said, and she was left with all the crumbs. And unfortunately, that's just how it happens sometimes. You wake up 20 years later and realize that you haven't really done what you wanted to do in life.
Right. Well, it's not even the hogging the nachos. That was a great example. Like, you're just a all covered in cheese kind of guy, but so am I. Like, I don't care that you're eating the nachos, but I'm going to eat the nachos. Like, it's more to the point that they're the same, not that she just wants a nacho. She wants big nacho, just like him. And hey, I'm a covered in cheese top nacho kind of guy, too. So,
are you? I was going to ask, are you a big nacho guy, or do you like the crumbs? I'm good with crumbs.
I can do either one. I like to let the wife get the good ones first, but
yeah. Well, watch out.
There's usually enough to go around, or we'll order more.
Watch out, because 5 years from now, you're going to be like, you always get the good nachos. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It doesn't go well. All right, we'll see what happens coming up this week. And I did want to give you a review of a movie I saw over the weekend, a movie that was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. A movie called The Favorite with Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz and Olivia Colman. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie for the first hour and a half. It was a real quirky, fun story about these two women who both work for the Queen, played by Olivia Colman. They both work for her in a different capacity, and they're kind of vying for her attention. Each one of them wants to become like her main assistant or her main person, so they can get all of the perks that go along with that. And so they end up in this rivalry against each other, and they do terrible things to each other. They undercut each other, and it was just a lot of fun. And then I don't know what happened. It had a very, very bizarre ending, and I can't even explain it really. It was just it just went in a very different direction all of a sudden. The director's name is Yorgos Lanthimos. I'm probably not saying that right.
I can't help you with that one.
have you heard of a movie called The Lobster?
I did hear about that. Colin Farrell. I think it also got nominated for some awards, but I heard the same thing. Weird.
The Killing of a Sacred Deer. He also did a movie called Dogtooth. And I guess this fella is known, this Yorgos fella, for coming up with really cool movie ideas that have really strange, bizarre endings.
So, all right.
I wish I had known that before I watched The Favorite. I don't know. It kind of led us into a discussion of, you know, if a movie's really good, then can a strange ending ruin the movie? And I've always said no. I've always said, you know, if you like the movie, you like the movie. If the ending's dumb, then so be it. You know, that's 5 minutes as opposed to the 2 hours of the movie you just watched.
Yeah, you say 5 minutes, though. That's like Fight Club. I'll have that debate with you. But you said 30. Like that 30 minutes, a bad 30 minutes can definitely kill a movie, I'd have to say. If it just kind of sinks right at the end and you can get out and be like, okay, the rest of it was good, but you have to sit through it for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're just ruining the movie you just enjoyed. That's different.
Yeah. You did kind of get that feeling with this movie. Like he wanted you to kind of be in it and feel all of the things that these characters were feeling. And it's just like, I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here.
I liked the other movie I was watching. You mentioned Fight Club. What other movies come to mind that maybe were really, really great movies, but the ending kind of left you wanting more?
Oh, the Facebook lists like this all the time.
Yeah.
I read them, and for some reason now I can't think of any of the ones they always talk about. That's one of them.
I thought of Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh, see, I like that ending.
You did?
Yeah, I do remember seeing that on one of those lists.
Well, that movie just didn't have an ending. The movie just stopped. Like, whoever was recording the movie just stopped recording at one point.
Ran out of tape.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, they just ran out of film and said, okay, that's good.
You do feel like you're on your way to another scene, but those independent movies, I got used to that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Where you just think, oh, okay, the big scene's coming up, and it is. No Country for Old Men, there's another one that people have talked about, I think, probably for similar reasons. Like you think there should be more, like the climax, the big ending to the movie happens with 30 minutes left.
Right.
The good guy doesn't get away with it, and the bad guy's dead, and now we got another 20 minutes of Tommy Lee Jones sitting there, and we don't know why.
How about The Departed? That movie was one of my favorite movies probably ever, and then just spoiler alert, everyone just dies at the end. Good or no?
I didn't bother me either. I remember having direct conversations about that at the time. People were like, oh, it's just, yeah, I mean, I get it, but how else was that movie going to end? Those people couldn't go back to the suburbs. Did you see that movie? Those people couldn't go back to real life after all that.
That's fair. You said that you were going to watch another Oscar-nominated film over the weekend. Did you ever get around to A Star Is Born?
I did, yeah. I watched it last weekend.
How many stars? 1 out of 5 stars. What are you giving it?
4? That's pretty good. I'd almost give it 5. I mean, it was a great movie. I liked it way better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, really?
Okay. Kind of had that musical flow feel to it.
I loved Bohemian Rhapsody, so that's saying a lot.
I did, too. I don't know. This was just, I don't know. I've, for some reason, like, got choked up in, like, the opening scene. It's like, okay, well, this has only got one way to go.
Right. Had you ever seen any of the other Stars Born versions? Because there's been, like, 5 of these so far.
There is. And I've seen the 70s Barbra Streisand one, but not in a long time. I couldn't remember it. I wanted to see it to try to remember it, but I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I kind of didn't know really what was going to happen in this one. I think it was closest to that one.
Okay.
The early ones are really different, I think.
Do you think that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are actually in love now, having seen the movie? Because that's what everyone really wants to know.
I actually saw that on the cover of a magazine at the grocery store the other day. They're Secret Love Hideaway. No, she was very dramatic at the award ceremonies, yeah. But that's okay.
Where would their secret love hideaway be?
Right. Two of the most famous people on the planet.
You can't hide.
Sure.
Yeah. Orlando Bloom, that's who I'm trying to think of. He was photographed by the paparazzi naked on a surfboard. And he thought he was like, well, I went like 20 miles outside of any place on a map. I thought I was all alone. No, sir. You are never all alone.
Secret love hideaway, yeah.
All right, man. We'll talk next week about the big season finale of The Walking Dead, see what else is going on. We're closer and closer to Game of Thrones coming back on the 14th. What's going on for this weekend? I know you don't really do college basketball. We're getting close to the end of this tournament. You do baseball, softball. What's a Moose weekend look like?
Softball, definitely. I'm working a lot. We're actually headed out of town. Going to New York City next week. So.
A Moose vacation?
A Moose vacation, a Moosecation, if you will.
They cannot let a moose loose in New York City. That's a terrible idea.
We thought so too, but.
Business or pleasure? You going to see the Statue of Liberty? What are you going to do?
Pleasure. I think we'll look at her. I don't know if we'll get too close. I think we're trying to see one Broadway show while we're there. I've never been, so
yeah.
We're only there. We're actually going to Washington for the vacation, so we're only there for a day and a half. So we're trying to cram as much in as we can.
Yeah, that's probably not enough time to see everything, but you can see a lot. All right, man, that'll work. We'll have fun, and we'll holler at you next week.
All right.